Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, so every Thursday, Unplugged and In Charge takes place on CliffCentral.com. It's Thursdays from 12 to 1. Stars of that show now in the building to tell us how to take charge on a Tuesday. Let's see what's happening to Mr. Vaughn Thiel, who we know is a regular.
Yeah, I'm in the building again.
It's good
to see you every day, bro.
And Simpiwe Petros, it's your first time on the show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, very cool.
How's it going, Ari?
I mean, it's all right, bro. I keep looking at these pictures of Yeezys on Instagram. I just saw one now and I get depressed. But I mean,
it's something, right?
How do I take charge of that situation?
Hey, man. It's a hustle.
I need those shoes.
We gotta call Kanye. Maybe he can hook us up. You know, we never know.
Make a plan.
Yeah, man.
All right. So, what's the deal? How are we gonna get pumped in the next couple of minutes? What's the vibe?
Yeah. So, take charge. If you follow us on social media, you'll see that our Unplugged and In Charge official hashtag is take charge.
Yeah.
And it's really what it is. We encourage people to sort of take charge of their situations, take charge of their dreams, take charge of their ambitions, and further than that, hold themselves accountable to them taking charge. So we thought, you know, let's bring it to a little bit of a show, and then we want to share sort of our own sort of take charge messages for the week, you know,
because like on take charge Tuesdays, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're creating a take charge Tuesdays vibe here because we feel like, you know, it's the time in our lives now as young people to start taking charge and taking control of our situations and not almost not allowing ourselves to be victims.
Yeah,
to circumstance.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we're trying to realize is that it's time to take ownership for the problems we have and build the solutions. I mean, we're the only people that can devise the solutions that our country needs, right? In essence. So we're just trying to share a message of inspiration once a week to allow everybody to realize that it's important that we take charge. I understand that the circumstances, the situations, we all have different circumstances and situations out there, but what we need to realize is that everything you need to overcome that situation is in you. You just need to unlock it or unplug it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's put this in the context of today. Eastern Cape has been trending on Twitter the whole day today for no apparent reason or no reason other than people say that they're upset with how the province is being run. They're upset with the levels of poverty in the Eastern Cape, that there's no teachers and so on and so forth. I mean, people are uniting around this cause on Twitter. Is that an example of taking charge? Does it, you know, create action? What does that do to trend something on Twitter in that context?
Yeah, I think, look, I always think that people coming together for a cause is in a sense taking charge of a situation. Because let's say they had to keep quiet, let's say they didn't do much. It would have just been how it is. It would have stayed the same. So the fact that they're standing up and they're collectively trying to make a movement, that is in a way taking charge. However, there are also certain aspects that I guess people within the community could also take charge in. Like, for instance, if you are a young person that has the ability to be an entrepreneur or wants to be an entrepreneur or has the means to be an entrepreneur, to create jobs, to create business, to stimulate a dying society, then in a sense, that could be a way you could take charge in your own capacity. But is it to answer your question, and do I think that is taking charge? I absolutely do. I just hope that it doesn't remain a Twitter trend and it actually materializes into action.
I think that's where it starts. I agree with Vaughn, but once you really take charge, that's the time you start up coming up with some solutions to the problems we face in the Eastern Cape. I mean, I'm from the Eastern Cape, and I can understand it's tough down there. The state of education and all of that, it isn't what it's supposed to be. I think the Eastern Cape has ranked the lowest in matric results for a couple of years running, the lowest. But I think it really begins when we take ownership and try and find out why are certain things happening the way they are. And how can we as youngsters or whoever you are, young, old, how can you do your part in devising a solution to a problem you see? That's taking charge for me.
So what's interesting is that people on Twitter probably think that they really are taking charge by tweeting around this. But if we look at some of these tweets, let's hear from the two of you if these tweets actually are examples of one taking charge in a personal capacity. So for instance, @_James says, "The Eastern Cape has the potential to be a great province if it could only get good governance." Is that an example of @@_James taking charge, or do they need to reconsider their stance?
I think he needs to reconsider his stance. Yeah. He's trying, but is he trying to change the way governance is done in the Eastern Cape, first and foremost?
Yeah. I think I see where that tweet comes from. I think it comes from a point of frustration. I think he's like, you know, this place could be great, but we've got such bad leaders.
But it's making it someone else's problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what I was about to say. He is sort of shifting it to into a blame, you know, kind of a blame status, you know. So I think taking charge in that situation would be identifying that that is the truth. Like, we got pretty bad leaders in the Eastern Cape, or things are like pretty messed up. But what could I do in my capacity to change that? I mean, we, for instance, we've sat around, we've had discussions like this amongst the guys on Unplugged and In Charge, and we've said, yes, you guys, this is pretty crap. Like, things are pretty difficult, you know. But we didn't want to just say, oh, it is difficult and this is why, and not make an effort to actually change it, even if it's in your own capacity, you know. Then again, I don't know that guy's story. I don't really know what he does. But
this tweet
at face
does
value, the tweet doesn't add any
it sounds
action.
Like noise to me, you know.
Yeah.
That's, like, we don't know the story behind it, but that's the problem with Twitter. It's 140 characters. You'll never know the story behind anybody.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of noise being made. Maybe there could be something that's sparked in somebody else, but I think from James's point of view, he really needs to try and see what he can do. Because, I mean, we are the ones we are waiting for, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. DR_Carter_SA, now they're closing schools down in the Eastern Cape. The reason is short staff. WTF, what is this ANC doing?
Yeah. It's a similar tweet as the one before, right? But I think... But look, at the same time, though, like, take charge also needs to apply to our politicians.
It does.
It's not just the people. I mean, if you're in a position of some sort of power, you know, there's a certain level of charge that you need to take. You know, you need to be in control of a situation. You need to better the people that live in your society or your community's life, because, you know, it really is your responsibility. So, you know, I get it. I get it. It's a bit of give and take. But in context, it does sound like it's been pushed aside to a blame status.
It's always, when ANC pops up, it always seems like it's a blame game, bro. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people like talking about the ANC, but why don't we talk about ourselves? You know, what can we do to assist the ANC? Because, I mean, I think Wizard said a nice analogy a couple of weeks ago on radio. He said, okay, well, you know, we're the soccer players. Let's look at a soccer game, right? The people of the nation are the soccer players. The government are the referee. Who dictates the outcome of the game? The players. The players dictate the outcome. You decide if you want to lose. The referee will never decide if you want to lose. So we need to do our part in dictating the outcome of our nation.
But even in my context, like, I want to go to gym more, right?
Yeah.
I want to take charge of that situation.
That's a tough one, eh?
But all I do is I kind of find reasons not to. How does one get better at this? You know, saying that the buck stops with me in a personal capacity, and not saying, oh, well, you know, the gym closes at 9 and, like, I finish work at 8. So, I mean, if I'm going to go, is it going to be... And then you don't go.
Yeah, I think there's a guy we know. He's actually quite a cool dude. We do a bit of work with him. His name's Super Susu. He said one thing once that sort of stuck in my head, old Zbu. He said, generally, when you stop things, like, when you, for instance, in a situation like that, your why is not big enough.
Yeah.
So what he means by that is, like, and I feel the same as you sometimes, Ari. Like, I've been slacking so bad at going to gym and exercising and stuff. Like, it's been really, really bad. And then this carried on popping into my mind. It's like, maybe my why is not big enough. So why do I need to go to gym? And then I started thinking, yeah, see, I feel so crap when I don't go to gym, right? Mm. And that feeling made the reason why to go to gym even more stronger.
Yeah.
Right? So when I realized how I actually am acting and how I am not as productive and how I just don't feel good, that why increased and my why to go to gym got stronger. Therefore, my energy and my my drive to get there increased along with it. So I think, like, maybe if you look at it like that, like, why is it that you want to go to gym? Is it just because you feel like you have to, or is it because you're feeling like it will improve your lifestyle?
I think for me, the interesting thing is when you look at your why, is your why for you or is your why for somebody else?
Mm.
When you're doing something for yourself, it's easy to come up with excuses.
Because,
I mean, you're looking out for yourself. You're trying to make life easy for yourself. But then when you think about it, let's take something as simple as gym. If somebody's looking at your life and they see you pushing hard at gym, they see you doing well in business, they see a lot of areas of your life that you're doing well in, what type of picture are you painting for them? Like, what if the life you live could be so inspiring that it gave another person permission just to have hope? Because that's when certain things push you further than yourself. Like, if I realize that somebody's watching my life, and by me just going to gym, that could spark something in them, I will go my hardest at gym because I realize it's not about me anymore.
Mm.
Just you're a bigger person than I am. I'd be like, yo, bro.
No.
Find someone else to look up to. But it's like being a breadwinner. Yeah. I mean, when you have a child, like, it changes. Yeah. It's no longer just about you. Yeah. So it's that vibe. Yeah.
It is that
but
vibe.
But I also think, though, like, Ari, like, you know, not, there's certain things in your life that you know that you've got to take charge of, and there's certain things that you know that it's just really not your game to take charge of. Like, you know, it's not Archie, we're not Archie saying that you must take charge of everything in your life, because certain things are not meant for you, you know. Certain things you know that you can do more naturally than others, and therefore you're more inclined to taking charge of that part of your life, which is not a bad thing, you know. But if you feel inside yourself that, hey, I really need to like get out of a bit of a comfort zone and pursue exercise or pursue gym, then just that that curiosity or that need or that want that you feel should create the reason for you to not back down on yourself. You
it's know? Ironic how hard it is to actually do that, to be responsible for yourself. There's an irony in the fact that it's so difficult for so many people to do.
It is.
Some people are better than others.
Definitely, bro.
I mean, it'll enable you to be more successful, obviously, when you do.
Yeah, I mean, like, just on that topic, I feel like I'm a lot more productive, a lot more creative, and a lot more energetic when I actually get a gym session in or a boxing session in the mornings. It helps me clear my mind. It helps me just feel a little bit more ready for the day. And more than over and above that, bro, it helps me sleep better, like at night, you know. So that's my why, and that's why I get up and do it, even though it's cock hard. And sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to.
The tough part is getting up in the morning.
See, dude.
After that, it feels like everything else is just a rolling victories after the other.
It's like anything though. It's like starting a business is the hardest part. Yeah. Starting it, right? But when you're in it, there's obviously different challenges. But at least the balls
you
rolling.
Go through it.
Yeah.
Look, we're all gonna die anyway, so may as well try and do as much as you can.
True story.
All right, so this is cool. We're going to try and take charge on a Tuesday with Vaughn and Simpiwe. Of course, their big show is once a week on a Thursday, Unplugged and In Charge. That's Thursdays at 12. And to keep up with them, it's so easy, right? You guys are everywhere.
Yeah, man.
You're basically my whole Twitter timeline. And I follow a lot of people, but all I see is the two of you.
You even influenced me on Snapchat, bro. Like, I wasn't on Snapchat. Then Ari was like showing me a tour tutorial and everything. Yeah. So now I'm even on Snapchat.
Like, how do we keep up all day, everywhere?
Ari also got me on Snapchat, bro. He's a hectic dude. You can catch me on Twitter at Vaughn the Poet. You can catch me on Facebook at Vaughn Thiel and Instagram Vaughn the Poet. Same as Snapchat Vaughn the Poet. I'm all over the place.
So on everything, I'm at Simpiwe Petros. I think that's a lot easier than naming all of them. So at Simpiwe Petros.
Yeah.
Fantastic. These guys are going to stick around for Worldwide Trending, which is going to be on in a little bit. But before that, it's very important. I tell you, this is the last. No, it's the second last day I can tell you this before it's actually here. YCon 2016, the most coveted youth marketing conference of the year. Student Village, in partnership with Cliff Central and Biz Community, will be connecting youth and brands with an exclusive all-day masterclass on the 17th of March at the venue Melrose Arch. That's Thursday, with an array of speakers, including Richard Mulholland, founder of Missing Link, Mike Stopforth, CEO of Cerebra, Kuli Chana and Rafilwe Ramukhase, founders of Maftan Heights, international guest speaker Adebola Williams, founder of Red Media Africa. We're going to be out there presenting Kelman 20. It's going to be myself, Poppy Nshungwana, and Hulisani Ravele, two millennials on that list. And to check all of it out, you can go to studentvillage.co.za/YCon to get the info. There's also a special Cliff Central discount. You can book using the code YCon16Cliff. That's YCon16Cliff at studentvillage.co.za/YCon. YCon 2016, this is where it's at. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.